27th day of Nisan, Chav Zayin Nisan, it is the 12th day of the Emer, and we are in Pedik Mem Beis, on Daf Samach Amud Beis, which is page 120 in the Hebrew and 224 in the English. After, in the middle of the page, after the colon. Now every Jew, regardless of what level or what condition he may be in, when he will think at length on this whole subject every day, the subject that he mentioned earlier in the last two chapters, the consideration of the fact that God fills the world, the higher world and the lower world, and yet He chooses the individual Jew to pay particular attention to him. How God literally fills the higher worlds and the lower worlds, and even the physical heavens and the physical earth, even they are filled literally with the presence of God. And yet God sees and observes and searches the inner feelings of the individual, the whole mass of the dibur of the whole tzad of Yisbeh, and all his deeds, all his words, and all of his steps are counted and carefully scrutinized by God. Azai, the result of thinking about this for a lengthy time, is azai tikva belibe hayizo l'chol hayem kulot. This will establish in the heart a fear of God that will last throughout the day. How will it affect the rest of the day when he's not contemplating this fact? Kishyachzer v'yizbeinim b'zeh afilu b'zbonenus kalo, when in the course of the day he will go back and refresh his memory and think about this even briefly, not with a great contemplation, but very deep, very briefly. Then at all times and at every time he will avoid the sin and do good in thought, speech, and deed. And what motivates this? Because he doesn't want to rebel in God's presence. Hashem Elohi kol ha'aretz, and God is present because He fills all the worlds, and therefore, in the presence of God, to His face, so to speak, He doesn't have the chutzpah to violate God's will, either by doing what God prohibits or by failing to do what God demands. And as Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai said to his students, that their fear of heaven should be like the fear of a human being. And that is that when a person is looking at you, when a person is present in the room with you, you refrain from doing certain things and you're on your best behavior. And in the same way, there is a fear of God, a level of yira, of fear of God, that is similar to that fear in that it produces this improvement in behavior. And this is what the pasuk says. The pasuk that we started, that the Alter Rebbe began to explain. What is it that God asks of you? Ki im li yiras Hashem alikecho, other than merely to fear God. And we ask, how can fear be considered a mere thing? It is a very difficult thing to fear God. And for this, the Gemara answers that it is a simple thing and it is a mere thing for Moshe, meaning the Moshe Rabbeinu in each of us. The effect that Moshe Rabbeinu has on each of us, this das in God that Moshe gives us. And in view of that das, it is a simple thing for the Jew to arrive at fear of God. All he has to do is reveal it. And the end of the pasuk is, L'olechez b'chol d'rachov, that God asks only a fear of God that will enable you to go in all of his ways, to follow in all of his ways. And what does that tell us? Shehi yirahamei v'yalikiyah mitzvei sev yizbarech, that the fear that we're talking about is the kind of fear that brings to the performance of mitzvahs. Besur me'rava seitev, in both the avoidance of sin and in the doing of the mitzvah, v'hi yira tato, and this kind of yira, this kind of fear, is called yira tato, because it is there as a motivation for deeds. In other words, it's a more practical fear, the fear that is necessary in order to be whole in our performance of mitzvahs, as mentioned earlier. And what does the Gemara mean when it says that for Moshe it is a mere thing? In view of the das that exists in every Jewish soul, which comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, mil sezutra sehi, it is a mere thing. And as we mentioned before, shahadas, it's because this das is mekashe matzpune binas halev el bechinas gili b'machshava mamish. This fear that every Jew has in his heart of hearts, as we learned earlier, that there is a love that every Jew is born with, and there's a fear that every Jew is born with. And this is what he referred to earlier as the buried treasure of Yiras Shamayim, of Yiras Hashem, that exists in every Jew. But in order to bring that out, that it should be revealed in the person's mind, and that it should have an effect on his behavior, in order to reveal it, for this we need the Das, because it is the Das that connects the treasure that is hidden in the heart of hearts and brings it out into the revealed state in thought. The Alter Rebbe will now go on in tomorrow's Shiur to explain how is it that we are expected to fear God the way we fear a human being, even this lower level of fear. How are we expected to have it when in the human being, it's not only that the human being sees us, but also that we see the human being? Whereas with God, we're contemplating the fact that God can see us and observes our behavior, but we can't see him. So how is it that the fear can be compared to the fear of a human being? And for this, the Alter Rebbe will explain how we can see godliness as well. But that's in beginning of tomorrow's Shia. In the Hayyim Yom of today, the 27th of Nisan, the 12th day of the Emet, the Rebbe writes as follows. The permissible, that which is muta, which we're allowed to do, when it's done as an indulgence, only for our own pleasure, then it is not only not holy, but it is completely evil. As the Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya, Perek Zayin, because we are commanded to sanctify ourselves with what is permissible. And therefore, one has to introduce holiness and sanctity even into those things that are permissible, so that they serve the purpose of enhancing our teva, our mitzvahs, our fear of God, and our good character traits.